So what's the biggest question I'm getting these days? It's not, Dan, where are rates going? What's home prices going to go? The biggest question this week we were faced with was, should we refinance? Rates are coming down, and they're down from the top of about 8%. So when is a good time to refinance? Is there a rule of thumb, or is there any calculations? There really isn't. But I'm going to give you a tool today to show you guys and put it right in your hands. How much would you save if you could refinance? So that's our topic for today. So here's where rates are today. They eased just a little bit. But if you go back through here, you can see where they came from. And just over less than a year ago, rates were in the 8% range. You can see it right through here. 8.03 was the high. And that comes back in October of last year. Where are we now? About 6.5%. So how can you take advantage of this? So the rule of thumb always that I understood was, you know, if you reduced your rate by 1%, it might make sense. But if you look it up, there's all kind of different information. Like this one from Bankrate, whether you can reduce your rate by a half or three quarters. If you go to ChatGPT, which you guys know I love it, I put in here, when's the ideal time to refinance? And it tells us all these ideas and things like that. So let's go through this briefly for those who have never refinanced, have never owned a house. How does all this work and when should you do it? So based on ChatGPT, it goes up through here. If current rates are at least 1% lower than your existing mortgage rate, then look into refinancing. But it varies, because if you have, let's say, $1 million loan, a 0.5% reduction in your rate will save you some money. If you have an $80,000 loan, a 0.5% on your payment's not going to do anything. So it depends on your loan amount and a lot of factors that you're going to see down through here. So if you're down 1% from where you closed, might want to look into it. You've improved your credit score. So let's say when you applied for the loan and you got it, you were in the low 600s and you got a rate that's sky high because of your credit score. But now over the last year, you fixed your credit score. Now you're 740. Might be a time to look at this. Changing your financial situation. You might be like, Dan, I'm making twice as much money now as I was. Can I refinance and maybe shorten my term? You know, things like that. Has your house value just skyrocketed? You know, you have a ton of equity in it and you have PMI, because if you didn't put down 20%, you most likely have PMI on your loan, and we might be able to get rid of that. Switching loan types, lowering payment, debt consolidation. These are all reasons why people look into refinancing. So let's dive into a calculator that I'm going to put right down below in the description so you have this right in your hands. I want to lay this out for you. It's pretty simple to do. All you need to do is put in here what your loan amount was initially when you closed, okay, and put in when you closed. So this time I'm putting in, my loan was $335,000 in October of 2023. So what is my balance now? Well, take your mortgage statement out and figure it out and put that number in here. If you don't know, just run an amortization schedule, and they're all over the Google. Just Google it. So what I put in here is, I said I had a $335,000 loan at a 7.875% rate. I took a 30-year term. After 1 year, what's my balance? You come down through here and it's $322,167. So you come over here and you put in $322,167. What's today's rate? Well, we're going to go at 6.625. We'll go over to this, see where rates are today, and we'll cushion it just a little bit. So let's go 6.625 in this calculation. So you put that number in here. Cash out, not looking to do any cash out, because it's probably not prudent at this time if you've just been in your loan for 1 year, you know, to pull out any cash, because you probably don't have any equity in the house anyways. Okay, so let's say in this case, we're just looking to do what's called a rate and term refinance. How much could you save just by refinancing that mortgage to the lower rate? Okay, so we put in zero here. Let's say your closing costs are going to be around about $1,500. That's probably going to be common for you. So that brings up the loan amount to $323,667. Okay, current rate today is 6.625. What does that do for us if we want to look at a 30-year fixed rate? Well, here's the compilations right through here. If you did this, you'd save $357 a month, and you'd end up saving $95,000 over the life of the loan. But let's look at something different. Okay, you're saving $350. Let's reduce this term a little bit. Let's go, what if we pay 25 years? What difference was that make? So let's go down and see what that calculation comes out to be. All right, it's going to save us now $218 a month. It's still $200 a month, but now look, you're going to save $177,000. Okay, so Dan, you might say, Dan, I can afford the payment I'm paying now. Well, let's see if this will take us to a 20-year. What's the 20-year? And you might even be able to get a lower rate based on the 20-year. Okay, so let's go down through here. It's basically the same payment you're paying now, but let's scroll down. You're going to save $256,000. This is how the compounding of interest and everything works. So if you just closed on your loan, you might be able to refinance, actually cut your payment, or you might be able to keep the same payment and pay off your house maybe 5, 6, 7, 10 years early. So check it out. This isn't a guarantee that you're going to get it. It's not a guarantee that you're going to save any money, but at least put you on track for when those rates do start to come down. Federal Reserve's telling us they're going to do it. When they start coming down, at what point would you save the most amount of money, and would you be happy with on your payment, and how much money over the life of the loan would you like to save? So I'm putting all these tools right in your hands. So that's where we are today. I just wanted to explain to you guys the number one question I'm getting asked right now is, Dan, when is it best to refinance? Now, if you run through all these compilations and it's you're like, Dan, this is fantastic. I'd like to do something now, or at least break down what are the costs? What would the cost be? And give me your scenario too, and I can actually pinpoint out exactly where your rate would be. So how do you do this? Well, the starting point would be, number one, put in your application. You could do that right there. But what we do here is normally we set up consultations because most people are looking to buy homes right now. Not a lot of refinances just yet, but they will be coming, okay? So if you're looking to, you know, refinance, you can click the apply now button. But what I'd suggest you do, just scroll down and give us a call. Get this done immediately before rates go back up maybe. We don't know what the Federal Reserve is going to do tomorrow. Look at the volatility we had this week. So how much money can you save right now? Check it out. Give us a call. It doesn't hurt at all. So you can reach out to us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. And all I need to know is your scenario. When did you close? What was the original loan amount? What was the rate and the date of the closing? And I'll put everything else together for you and get a video back to you to see how much money you could save. So thanks for watching today. That'll be my closing report because the markets are kind of stagnant right now. So I'll be back next week, but I'll have some videos over the weekend that I think you'll find informative. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.